Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Kendra, and Kendra writes from Roxbury, Massachusetts. And Kendra writes, Gerald, I use Airbnb when I travel sometimes. The tenant in my rental property is moving out soon. Does it make sense to convert my rental property into an Airbnb property? Well, that's a great question, Kendra. And actually, there are investors now that specifically look for and seek out investment properties that they can put on Airbnb, VRBO, HomeAway, or these other real estate app platforms. So they're looking for investment properties specifically for those platforms. But the main issue you've got to think about in determining whether you want to go that route is the fact that by offering your property on Airbnb, you're changing the nature of your investment from a long-term rental to a short-term rental. And that brings with it potential costs, additional, and potential benefits. So in general, short-term rentals like rooming houses, motels, Airbnb, etc., are more time and resource intensive than long-term rentals. But they may also generate more income. The operative word being may, right? Ultimately, how much income you generate, either short-term or long-term, on your rental will depend on demand. So you want to determine the demand, and you can do that by looking at your competition, both short-term and long-term. And remember that short-term rentals and long-term renters may not be the same people, right? Short-term renters are more likely to be vacationers and travelers. Long-term renters are more likely to actually live and stay and work in the area. So it's not necessarily the same exact market, but you want to determine the demand, because that will determine how much income you can make. I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense to convert to short-term rental unless you can reasonably expect to make a lot more money. And also remember that if you go the Airbnb route, you're going to be paying for utilities, which you're less likely to on a long-term rental. So you want to make sure that you account for that in your analysis. But even, you know, through your analysis, if you determine that you can make more money through a short-term rental by putting it on Airbnb, you still got to look in the mirror and be honest with yourself and see if you're willing to make the commitment and sacrifice to do the additional work or take the additional responsibility associated with the short-term rental. So that's marketing, that's cleaning. Every time someone moves out of your place, you've got to get it ready, you've got to clean the sheets, etc. I mean, that's what running a short-term rental is all about. You got to make sure that you're willing to make that commitment. So thanks for your question, Kendra. Good luck. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.